Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Simply the Word Ministries International, where I am your host, Prophetess Krishna Oluwansa. It is a blessing as well as a privilege to be before you once more again, one more time. Amen. For I always say that God did not have to do it, but I thank him just because he did. It was not because of our grace. It was not because of no goodness of our own. But it was because of God's grace and mercy that we were not consumed in our sins. Amen. We're looking forward to a great show on tonight. I bless God for each and every last one of you that are under the sound of my voice. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get this program started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you on this evening. God, we come before you humbly, bow down just to say thank you. Not for what you have done, but just because of who you are. God, we thank you because you have not consumed us in our sins, oh God. If it had not been for your grace and your mercy, God, where would we be? How would we be able to breathe? How would we be able to hear? How would we be able to smell? How would we be able to taste and see and touch? And God, for we don't take these things for granted, but Lord, we bless you on tonight because you're just worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, your name will never change. We thank you for being the God that you were on yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, I worship you and I adore you. Now, God, even as we get ready to make way to go before you and get in your presence on tonight, God, I ask that you touch each and every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you will begin to touch their ears and meditate, God, with them, oh God, that they'll be able to hear what the word of the Lord is saying. God, I ask that you begin to touch their hearts, oh God, that if anyone is not saved, oh Lord, that you will come into their hearts, and God, that you will minister to them as I minister to them, oh God. Even as you minister to me, oh God, I decrease so that you may increase. Father God, I ask that you have your way on tonight. I ask that the Holy Ghost move as never before. God, I ask that you just have your way, and God, that you just wrap your arms around us, oh God. Lift up every bowed down head, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bind the spirit of depression. We bind the spirit of oppression. God, we bind the spirit of suppression, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you touch by your mighty finger, that you will reach down and touch everyone with your special touch, oh God, as only you can. Now, God, I ask that you bless in the mighty name of Jesus. That whatever words come out of my mouth, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight, oh God, that you will begin to minister to those that need to hear a word from you. Minister to those that need to have hope in you. Minister to those, God, that look like that it cannot be a way that's out. God, minister to those who seem like the enemy, God, is just not giving them a break. Let them know, God, that you'll lift them up, that you'll send the angels to snatch them right out of the very hands of the enemy, if only you can. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray. I come against every backlash and retaliation of your word, oh God. I seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Precious Jesus, now I love you. How I live, my part with your
oh,
A blessing. I'm telling you, they called him the prophetic Luther Vandross. Amen. Back in the day, I love Darwin Hobb. That is the worship medley. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I have to bless his holy name. I don't know about you on tonight, but this is the seventh month, the first day of the seventh month, and the 15th year. I don't know about y'all, but this just means something to me. When I begin to look at the date today, I begin to bless the Lord. When I woke up this morning, I woke up with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, I knew to bless his name. Hey, man, it ain't all what I needed to be, but God, it ain't half as bad as what it could have been. Hallelujah. Am I the only person out here tonight that just feel like I owe God my all in all? When I began to look at the date and I seen seven, this means completion. When I looked at the first day, this was the first fruit. But not only that, it meant God. When I looked at one and one with the 15, it made two, God the Father and God the Son. Hallelujah. When you look at that number five, it says grace. When you add seven and one together, it says a new beginning. Hallelujah. What kind of God do we serve that'll give us all of this just in one month, in one day?
Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says that to God, one day is 1,000 years, and once 1,000 years, that's one day. Hallelujah. We can't measure who he is. Many a times we try to put him inside the box, and we try to limit God by what the situation looks like. But he reminded me also early in the part of this week not to stare at my situation and realize what it looked like. Look at my situation and realize that I have the victory. Hallelujah. When I begin to sit back and God begins to minister to me on this week, I just bless God for even having an ear to hear and to be able to decipher who's speaking and who's not. Hallelujah. I got the chance to really sit back and begin to pray and speak and talk to God and the things that he began to reveal unto me. The word says to go to God and make your request known. Amen. And I went to God and I made my request known. And believe it or not, he said that he'll reveal the mysteries of himself through me. Hallelujah. And the revelation that he had begun to give me on this week, and knowing not to stare at my situation. Amen. To know that look to the hill from whence cometh my help, and know that all my help comes from him who created the heavens and the earth and everything that dwells therein. Hallelujah. I begin to look at my situation and begin to know that I just got here in Texas and that I just started working and I'm trying to rebuild my bank account and I'm trying to pay bills and I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that and it just don't look like it's enough money. Hallelujah. And I began to get a little down in the situation, and the enemy wanted to play with it. But God had to remind me exactly who he is. He had to come to me and tell me, how can they hear except I send them? How can they preach except the word down on the inside of them and that they hear? So how is it that you can preach to people and not trust me? God dealt with me on that issue. You can't preach trust to people and don't walk all the way with me. I'm going to make the example out of you. Hallelujah. And I bless God for making the example out of me. Amen. I was on the phone with one of my friends, and me and her was just talking. And my God, she got encouraged, and I got even more encouraged. Amen. As the spirit of heaviness began to lift. Amen. So it's a blessing to be able to encourage other people and look at your situation and know that it could be worse, but it's not. Why? Because of God. It's nobody but him. Hallelujah. When we look at everything that's going on all over the world, how Christians are being attacked, how the church and the church houses are being attacked, amen, it makes you draw closer to God and lets you know that he is yet not. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord says that the handwriting is on the wall. Amen. You need to look at your brothers and your sisters and let them know that the Lord is closer than what we think. It's not how it used to be when grandma and great-grandma and them used to say, the Lord is nigh and closer than what we think. Truly, the Lord is closer than what we think. Hallelujah. We got things that's happening in our White House with the president that's going on with all these things. We got all these abortion rights. We got all these animal rights. We got the gay rights. We got the human rights. Amen. But everybody forgot about the rights of the Lord. Amen. The Ten Commandments. Hallelujah. I just bless God on tonight. Amen. My scriptural reading was from the song. Amen. Psalms 103. Amen. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. All my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a promise to me. Amen. We got benefits in God. It's not even about the things that are taking place. It's not about the material things that we can obtain here, but it's about the heavenly things. Amen. And I challenge you today to get closer to God. One thing that I found out, the closer I got to God, the more I need to be delivered. Amen. I have not reached that perfection yet. I found out the closer that I get to God, the more I need to be delivered. I found out the closer that I get to God, the more the enemy is going to try me. The closer I get to God, the more humans are going to try me. The closer I get to God, I find out that I still got some tempers. I still got some things on the inside of me that need to be delivered. The closer I get to God, I still find out that I'm holding little bits and pieces of bitterness and hatred and grudges. Amen. But I tell God every day, purge me. I want to be just like David, God. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Amen. Wash me. Purge me, God. Because there's no way that we can get to heaven holding on to these things. Amen. Did you or did you not know that worry is a sin? Did you or did you not know that the heaviness of the enemy is a sin? Amen. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says to come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and heavy and that are heavy, and he'll give us rest. Some of us need to pray on tonight for rest. Some of us need to ask God for restoration. Amen. The beginning of restoration is rest. Hallelujah. We want God for restoring us some things that have been taken from us. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach and preach on a topic, amen, that God dealt with me even in my book. Amen. Who stole my treasure? Hallelujah. That's one of the chapters in my book about who stole my treasure. Hallelujah. We sit back and we go through so much, amen, and we give the enemy so much credit. The enemy slips in through all kinds of ways. The Bible says that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. He comes to kill. He comes to kill your attitude. He comes to kill your mind, the way you think. He comes to steal the joy out of your life. Amen. He comes to do all of these things to mock God and let him know that God is still not the God that he's been proclaiming to be from the beginning of time. Hallelujah. But God says that I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And one thing that I do take encouragement on, that I was in a conversation not too long ago about, and people began to doubt God. And I begin to weep. My heart begins to weep for the people of God that begin to turn their back on God. Amen. If God did it for Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham, and if he did it for Joshua and Elijah and Moses, and if he did it for Paul and Peter, amen, and the 12 disciples, what makes you think that God can't deliver us in this time of need? Amen. With everything that's going on, I don't know about you, but on my way coming through Texas, amen, each and every time that I got to Texas, there was something that was going on. And the enemy will always fight me when I got here. And I told God, this will be a place that I would not go. Amen. Why? Because I'm tired of the things that happened to me that's happening to me here. God got me one day while I was on the highway, on my way driving to Houston. Amen. This is before I moved to San Antonio. I was leaving San Antonio on my way to Houston to my spiritual mother's house. And the Lord began to deal with me. He said, my child, let me tell you something. Anytime that you enter into an arena, into a region where the enemy don't react to who you are, then that means that you cannot be my child. Hallelujah. And God had to go back to me when he dealt with the man that was tied down with all of these different personalities. He was a schizophrenic, bipolar, the man that had multitudes and legions of demons that was in him. Amen. Before Jesus can get to where he was going, the devil picked up the man and walked to Jesus and said, what are you here for? Amen. Which further lets me know that the enemy was already on sight. Amen. Even in the Bible, when Peter was walking and he was talking and he was delivering people, and the man came and told them that, you know, somebody is over here using the name of God. One thing that we got to understand, everybody that calls on the name of God don't have power. And you'll know the difference between them because they even... falsely using the name of Jesus in Christ with no power. He was using it in vain, without power. He was making mockery of the name of Jesus, as many of us do today. As many of us do today, we make mockery of the name. And we don't understand that that name has power. We might as well understand this. And I told somebody this the other day. We always talk about how God is a just God. We always talk about how he's a forgiving God and how he's a loving God. But when are we really going to come to the forefront and understand that not only is he all of those things and some, but he's an angry God. And in justice, he rewards you. The Bible says he sits high and looks low, beholding the evil and the good. So that means nobody is getting away with anything. But when God gets angry, the word of the Lord says that it's a sad and a dangerous thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Hallelujah. And we must realize that God gets tired, amen, A lot of times people don't want to realize that the word of the Lord is fulfilling itself. The Bible is fulfilling every prophecy, that the tornadoes and the earthquakes and the floods, the fires, all of these things are taking place. I don't know about you, but I think as men and women of God, as we flow into the prophetic ministry or the prophetic arena, as we begin, we need to get closer to God so that we'll know what region we're in and what demons that we're fighting in that region. Amen. I was often saying, I'm coming from Chicago, and many people were sitting there saying, well, we got to pray for the city. When is the people going to do this? When is the people going to do this? God warned me and said, why are they praying for the city? Do they not know that it is demons that reign over every territory and region? Hallelujah. The word of the Lord tells you, how can you go in and steal from a house and not bind a strong man? In other words, you can't come into my house when I'm alert. But because I'm not alert, you got to first find out strategy. Amen. You have to first have strategy to take me down in order to steal the goods from my house. Hallelujah. And most of the time we go forward and we praying and we praying all these prayers that are missed, and we're missing the whole thing. You cannot take down the inside of the house until you take down the chief of the house, the owner of the house. You cannot do anything with the house until you do what you need to do with the owner. You can't go in and move in the house unless the owner gives you permission. The only way that you can come in and you can do that is that you got to get the permission. But the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violence got to take it by force. In other words, it lets me know that we're not only just fighting with the demon of the street, but first we got to take down the chief demons that control the street. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I have gotten excited about who God is. I don't let what's happening in the world today deter me from the God that I serve. One thing that I will do is that if I don't do anything else, I will hold on to all that I know. Amen. I don't profess to be the Bible scholar that I am, but I do profess that God make known unto me his mysteries. And I do profess that he does give me an understanding, and he does give me knowledge of his word. Amen. I'm not saying I'm going against anybody else, because God can give many, many different interpretations, but I'm just clearly talking about how he deals with Prophetess Chris. Amen. I am here in the San Antonio area, and I am on a roll, and I am ready to ride. Hallelujah. And I bless God for opening up the doors. I bless God for opening up every opportunity that he has given me. Amen. For truly, he did not have to do it, but I thank him just because he did. Hallelujah. I got a quick testimony. Amen. Just before we get ready to pray and go off the air. Hallelujah. Just about last month, this time, my son was on Facebook, and he had made some conversations, and he had made some statements that I was not happy with. Amen. And then that Thursday that he made this conversation, this statement on Facebook about that if, you know, he winds up dead or whatever, it wouldn't be anything that he can do about it. But you know what? I prayed. That thing bothered me. That thing bothered me so that I took it before God, and I told him, you know what, it's in your hands. Because I just buried, hallelujah, my mother. I just buried my father. I thought I was going to have to bury my daughter and my grandson. But to God be the glory, I say, God, I buried my brother. I buried two of my nephews. God, I am not prepared to bury my son. I need you to send the angels, and I need you to arrest him, and I need you to arrest him right now. God, I need you to arrest the demonic demons that's standing over him. Hallelujah. I need you to put handcuffs on him, and I need you to nail him to the wall and hold him back, God. And I believe that God heard and he answered my prayer. My son sent me a videotape of him being delivered in church. Hallelujah. The demons that was in him that was talking back. Many people don't believe that we be controlled by demons. Things are not just happening because they're happening. It's coming from somewhere. You don't just wake up and decide that you're going to go and you're going to kill somebody on today. You don't just wake up and decide that you're going to go and just have an abortion and all of these things. It's got to be controlled by something. But hallelujah, God, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. My son called back, and they sent the tape, and the pastor called, and he talked with me, and I talked to one of the prophets that took him. He said, Mama, no longer is my name Jeremy. He said, Mama, my name is Jeremiah. He said, Mama, I am the weeping prophet. He said, I am stepping into the calling of which God has called me. He said, Mama, I've been running way, way too long. God has gotten my attention. He didn't save my life, Mama, and he covered me. Mama, he came to me in a dream and told me the time is now. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. How can he be drawn except you draw him, God? To all the glory be to God for doing what he has to do. I thank God for working down on the inside of all of my children. I thank God because the word of the Lord told me to train them up in the way that they should go. And that when they're old, he said they wouldn't depart. He didn't never say that they wouldn't depart from the church. He said they'd never depart from the teachings that's been instilled in them. And I thank God for giving me the mind to be able to instill in them and to pray over them after I've known the time of conception. Amen. It has been a joy and a privilege to be able to talk to you all on today. To God be the praise. I praise and thank God for just doing what he has to do in your life and in my life. As we get ready to go off the air, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to proceed to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for just being God. Lord, we just love on you today. God, we lift up our hands and we worship you, oh Lord. We bow down before you because you said every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that you are the God and you are the only God. You are the I am. You are the only I am. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. God, we know that you hold the world in the palm of your hands. God, we know nothing happens unless you say it happens. Now, God, as we get ready to leave the air, but never from your presence, I ask that you anoint your ears of your people, or not the ears of your people, and God, that you wrap them in your presence, oh God, that you cover them. You said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, pull them close to you and let them know that you're there and let them know that you care. God, I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to Simply the Word Ministries, where I am your host, Prophetess Krishna Owusu Ansah. It is a pleasure, as always, as ever, to be before you. Until this time, next time, God bless.
Lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse that says, your very word, come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. So this is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now it says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you was. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you give us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in the air. Tell him together. And I have you there, Lord? Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Just not do it.
And
tell him again. I'm lost without you. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Drop out group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again. Glory.